From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Wow. First ever jazz. The first ever jazz. Look at that. Wow. We are on Mars.
Full nav cams are coming down now. Full nav cams.
Wow. These are the first pictures ever from Gusev Crater on Mars.
Our conclusion that ephedra presents an unreasonable risk to the public health is the result of a long, hard road of seeking out all possible evidence on the potential risks and benefits of ephedra to meet the challenging standard of the dietary supplement law.
It's really very, very late for those that are dead, and it is not the way for a government agency to react after the marketplace has killed the product. Then they say, oh, I guess we can ban it now because there's not going to be much resistance.
I ask him, you know, that how many?
19.
16 bodies they have found today. 16 bodies they have found today.
The earthquake here was a very ferocious one. It was not large in geographic size, but it was very intense. So in the epicenter of the city of Bam, 80 to 90% of all houses have been destroyed. 70,000 people are homeless. And about 120,000 people in Bam's greater area have been affected by the earthquake.
We have requested that international air carriers, where necessary, place trained, armed government law enforcement officers on designated flights as an added protective measure.
If police sky marshals are going to be deployed in a particular flight, why is that happening? Have the security forces got intelligence that that flight is particularly at risk? Because if that is the case, then we would want to ask the question, should the flight be taking place at all?